This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Every time we say that, it may sound a little prideful. I don't mean it to be prideful. I mean it to be thankful, because we would not be the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, but for you, the folks that entrust us with your precious time by tuning in your radios and firing up your apps and listening to the podcast and joining us whatever time you listen, whether it be our live broadcast in the morning between 9 and 11 Central, 8 and 10 Mountain, or it is on one of the playbacks that happen on KLTC 1460 or 550 K-Fire. So we appreciate that very much. 550 K-Fire, the voice of the Northern Plains, the legendary. 550 K-Fire is our flagship, and of course, AM 1100, the flag, Fargo-Moorhead. 1090 KTGO, booming to the Bakken right there in the middle of Tioga, North Dakota. Literally, the tower is right dead center in the city of Tioga. And if you climb that tower about, oh, I don't know, maybe get up there 15, 20 feet. Don't do this. But if you did, you'd be able to. Yeah,
don't,
probably
don't
not a good idea.
People that climb our towers are crying out loud. What the
don't
heck?
Try this at home. But if you did, if you were there now and hovering like a bird, you'd see the very first well ever that brought oil out of the ground in North Dakota back in the 50s, the Clarence Iverson well. Not far away. So a lot of history, a lot of, wow, prosperity and ingenuity and, for that matter, I would argue, world-changing geopolitical American shale.
Is that the tower we have the picture of? K-Fire control room here? Is that that same tower?
I don't know. Maybe.
You've never even paid attention. It's right by the door of the control room. You go in and out of there. Oh, well.
I know. I've seen it a million times. I've not looked at the tower close enough to know, is that the one? And, of course, KLTC 1460 in Dickinson. So, thank you. My name's Scott Heron. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. I have one neat little announcement. We've been talking for a while about this Minnesota Wild trip. Minnesota Wild played a beautiful arena called the XL Energy Center. Not Ralph Engelstad Arena beautiful, but darn nice. Darn nice. It's bigger than the Engelstad Arena, but it's nothing's like the Engelstad Arena. We just do it better in North Dakota than anywhere else on the planet. But anyway, the XL Energy Center is where the Minnesota Wild and the Florida Panthers are going to play a couple of Sundays from now, down there on the 29th of February. And we've arranged this bus trip to go down and come back for a 2 o'clock game. So we leave at 7 in the morning on Sunday and games at 2 and come back after and make it a little bit easier to take in the game without disrupting too much of your week. And we have been, this often happens on this show where people come up with really neat ideas from the audience. And we have had folks first suggest that we honor vets in some way with that trip. People wanted to come in early and take an event at the VA on Saturday and then bring a vet along. And last week we had someone suggest to law enforcement, Lube, what happened with Officer Moser and the incident in Fargo. And so we have come to this. If you know somebody in law enforcement, or you are in law enforcement, if you are a veteran or know someone who is a veteran, I'm going to give you a phone number, and all you need to do is call us in time for the, seats to be available, come along on this trip at zero cost, no cost. And we're able to do that, honestly, because people have bought the tickets and said, give them to members of the military or law enforcement. And that outpouring of generosity is just phenomenal. And so we're basically matching folks who have a very generous soul that want to donate a seat to law enforcement or a veteran and say, I'll pick up the tab. They're paying it forward is what they're doing, with folks that would like to go. So we've decided, let's just fill the bus that way. Let's just fill it up. And so bottom line, if you're a veteran, if you're a law enforcement officer, and you want to go, a little excursion to see the Minnesota Wild, little,
Take a son, take a family member, take a buddy, whatever. It's on us. It's actually on some very generous folks. So here's that number, 855-200-1776, extension 3. 855-200-1776, extension 3. We'll need to wrap that up this week because the bus trip, of course, is coming up pretty darn quick. What, a week from Sunday, I guess, already. So it is upon us, as we're a little better than 10 days away. So pretty darn cool and very excited about that. One other programming note. We've cleared the deck on guests today, and we've done it as an executive decision here of the What's on Your Mind Board of Directors. That just means Todd and I. And we've decided that we've had a couple of programs. Yesterday...
We're the only two on the board?
Yeah, I think it's us.
What do we have all those chairs for, then?
You really should have three people just to be able to...
Steve, Rev...
Break the tie.
Dozen.
Yeah. You know, Manny and Rev we could put on, but then we'd still need a tiebreaker. Yeah. Anyway, here's why we decided to do that. Yesterday, the discussion of the death of Antonin Scalia over the weekend. Last week, the death of Officer Jason Mosier. We've had a couple of shows, the last few, where we have just run out of time to get all the calls in, and I hate when that happens. Because there's nothing more important on this program than getting you the voice you deserve. That's why the show exists. It really isn't what's on my mind or Todd's or it isn't a particular guest. It really is about you. So we do want to give you that time to talk about all of those things. I do want to talk a little bit about something. David Todd, the chief of the Fargo Police Department, did over the weekend. So last week, you know about the horrific events that led to the death of Jason Mosier, who, by the way, was not alone as a fallen member of law enforcement. Another reason we're very, very proud to be able to take some law enforcement officers and give them a much-needed break with some family members on this wild trip. And God bless you for being generous enough to donate the seats so we can do it. Same with our veterans. Very timely. A little reminder that we need to do everything in our power for these folks. And so thank you for that. Thank you for that, for sure. Anyway, last week, obviously, we spent a lot of our time talking about that situation. And over the weekend, David Todd, who is, again, the police chief of Fargo, took to the Facebook page and specifically said, look, my job is to take care of Officer Mosier and the same thing with our command staff and the family. And we've got to put our focus there. I'll just read you exactly what he said. I want our community to know that although my focus and the focus of my command staff needs to be on the Mosier family and our officers right now, perhaps this is a time the community can reach out to Mrs. Schumacher. I'll just stop there. Mrs. Schumacher was married to Marcus Schumacher, the individual who murdered Jason Mosier. I'm not going to call it an alleged murder because, you know, look, Barney Fife could solve this crime. So it is what it is. And the family reported it, saw it, and, you know, it happened. So alleged is to me, politically correct stupidity. But Marcus Schumacher is the individual who originally threatened his wife, causing his son to call law enforcement. So Officer Mosier and the other law enforcement officers responded to try and save Mrs. Schumacher and the son. They were the victims. Okay? So that's who he's talking about here. So the chief writes, perhaps this is a time the community can reach out to Mrs. Schumacher and her son and look for ways to help them. In our mission to protect and serve, the men and women of the Fargo Police Department would also appreciate seeing that happen. My faith and the mission I've sworn to uphold tells me it's the right thing to do. Wow. Is that not a wow, wow, wow? Incredible. He went on to say that I also think of Mrs. Schumacher and her son, who desperately called 9/11 asking for our help and protection from a deranged and dangerous person who was causing them to be in fear of losing their lives. They were the victims who were initially responding to in order to protect them from a dangerous armed person. Exactly. That's what they were going to do. That's pretty incredible. That is pretty incredible. That's going on. And, of course, the family has said, the Schumacher family, specifically the sister of the mom here, of the wife, you know, hey, I guess the son has cystic fibrosis. They have, you know, some significant challenges. Now a home that is uninhabitable because, of course, it's all boarded up and had been shot up. And, again, all at the hands of this deranged individual. But they're in a tough spot, too. That is an unbelievably generous, godly, wonderful thing for Chief Todd to do, in my mind. And I hope folks heed that call. You know, obviously your immediate compassion goes to the Mosier family. He was killed in the line of duty. It shouldn't, but we also should have compassion for human beings on the other side. They're victims too, are they not? Let me know what you think. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, Tom Fryer with the North Dakota Family Alliance. We are at a crossroads in America. Our First Amendment rights of religious exercise and conscience are under attack. Our president, by funding Planned Parenthood, has endorsed the taking of innocent life in the womb. The highest court in the land, absent a rational constitutional basis, has redefined marriage, striking a blow to the very foundation of the family. It's time to stand up. Will you stand with the North Dakota Family Alliance? Go to NDFA.org. That's NDFA.org.
We're at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 with Vince to talk a little bit about stress. A lot of it out there in our lives every single day. How do I get rid of it?
Well, in our ever-changing Western world, pressure, stress, that fire alarm has become the standard. It's the normal. And it's your body basically has accepted it, and it's in the fight-or-flight mode. And what's happening there, your body shut down. Your cells are shut down, trapping bad stuff in, keeping good stuff out. Matter of fact, it's the root of 90% of all illness. And really, you only have two options. One is to reboot. The other others to crash. Your body's keeping score, whether you know it or not. And you know what I'm talking about when crash. Well, how do you reboot? Sit in hot water 20 minutes a day. It brings your body back to its ideal state, and your cells open up, your circulation increases, bad stuff out, good stuff in, your whole body comes alive. So that's really your only option to deal with the Western world we live in and the stress, which is killing you slower or faster than you know.
So get in and buy the best. Hot Springs Spas. Why is Hot Springs the best?
Well, because we're about, we want you to use it, the absolute best ownership experience, better massage, better water, better energy. We simply do the things that will allow you to use the hot tub more. And if everything I just said is true, and it is, we want you in that water.
Find one today at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, fargohotspring.com to find out more. They're on South Washington Grand Forks, Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, and next to Spitfire in West Fargo.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Anybody watch the Grammys last night? I saw a couple of reports about it, but I didn't waste 30 seconds. Although I do like her.
How can you not like Taylor Swift? You know what? Even if you don't like the genre, if she's too poppy or whatever, you've got to love a recording artist that goes onto her fan club list, buys Christmas presents,
yeah,
and brings them to them. I mean,
and
wow.
Sings like this. This is good stuff.
It's the Scott Hidden Countdown, everybody, at number one. It's
so.
When's the last time you did, like, music radio, anyway?
Been a long time. I can still see the records going around of some of my favorites, though.
Those are records.
Favorite family parlor game is when we try to name that tune, and I win every time because I played most of the songs. So.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah, no fair. It's the only game I'm guaranteed to win at. I mean, I got smoked at Racco, but I'm not bad on naming that tune. That one I could do. Should be good fun. 21 past the hour. We're back on What's on Your Mind. Toll-free telephone number on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. What I just described there about Chief David Todd making a call in the middle of an unspeakable tragedy, very difficult time for the chief, his officers, I mean, they're planning a funeral. It's just awful. First police officer killed on the line of duty over 100 years on his watch. I mean, just that all the pressure, the weight of the world on his shoulders. And what does he do? What's that a post Sunday saying? You know what? I'm going to take care of the Mosier family, and my command staff has to focus on that. But a really nice thing for the community to do would be to come up with something, you know, special out of this for them. That level of grace is really hard to find these days, isn't it? That kind of compassion. I know there's nuggets of it, but we are so quick. I mean, in the middle of this, you just want to go, you monster, you. And, you know, nobody's out to make Marcus Schumacher anything other than what he was. Obviously, a troubled soul, all right, and consumed with evil. But decided, you know, he puts on his Facebook page what happened. Well, Mom, it finally happened. I guess that means I snapped, and I'm going to shoot some people up here. Finally happened. I think that means I'm about to take my own life, and I might take a few with me. I don't know what it means, but that's what I get out of it. But do you see that grace often enough in situations like this? Do you agree with me that what Chief Todd has done there is extraordinarily incredible? Tell me what you think. I'd like to know. 800-228-0550. We have a lot of things that are percolating out there, including the race in South Carolina and the slugfest between Donald Trump and the Bushes and Cruz and Rubio going at it, and oh my gosh, it's unbelievable. So we can talk about that. Dick Cheney weighing in on Donald Trump. And I have that audio. I have Hillary Clinton on her favorite campaign radio ad. She describes it. She barks like a dog in it, in her description. There was evidently a dog barking in this radio ad, and tries to use it as a shot against Republicans. I'm going to play it for you and see what you think. Do you agree with Donald Trump on 9/11? Has Donald Trump got it right on 9/11? Or has sort of everybody else got it right? At least in the political class, if you will. All some things we'll cover, but as I mentioned, we're guest-free today, so a chance for you to weigh in on the program. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Let's go to Terry in Glen Ullin. What's on your mind today? Terry, you're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
I'd like to change the topic a little bit, but with the police shooting in Fargo, that was tragic, that's for sure. But last week I called in and asked Congressman Kramer about that importing beef from Argentina. That wasn't an import-export question. That was more of a food safety issue is what I was bringing up. It's like we set in the United States, we set the highest standards for our food processors to meet. There's a zero tolerance on everything like that, so that we ensure we have the safest food in the world. Well, so then we start importing this stuff from Argentina. Well, then the USDA just signs off on it, and most of this meat's coming into our country is grinding meat. And if it's coming in already ground, well, that's just completely insane, because most of this stuff ends up in our hot lunch programs, our fast food industry. And what I can't understand is, why do we set these high standards for our own producers, and then we just sign off on the rest of the world and like, yeah, that's good enough, bring it in. And by the way, that's kind of why Donald Trump is, I think, is ahead in the polls, is because he's tired of having America take second place to all this stuff. And you can even look with Colombia. With Colombia, they're even importing our beef. They won't even import Argentina's beef.
Yeah, so are you suggesting that you didn't get the answer you were seeking from Congressman Cramer on?
Exactly, and I'd actually like to have him check into that, because...
Okay, and your specific question for him is what?
How come Argentina doesn't have to meet our food safety standards like we do in America, and they can bring that beef in here? Why are we signing off on that? They shouldn't be able to bring in any food in this country until our USDA inspectors are in their plants just like they are in our plants. You ask the big flavor boys there what would happen if the USDA inspectors weren't in their building that day. That meat would all be scrapped.
Yeah.
And if they
One thing I've been amazed at on the whole country of origin labeling thing, they've done numerous consumer tests. And if there is a beef with an American flag on it, right here, and beef with a British flag on it or a Mexican flag on it or whatever, I mean, stamped from some different country of origin, the consumer doesn't differentiate. Consumer goes for what looks the best and what costs the least.
Well, so, but the thing is, the reason why there's cost the least is because they're not complying with their regulations. I mean, you take what a United States processor has to comply with. They have to have education for the workers, the water, the sewer.
As usual, we're going to have better standards in the United States.
If you're going to handicap our processors, well, then handicap theirs too, because they wouldn't make any money if they brought it in under the same conditions that we have to work with. I mean, this is just like from toothpaste to dog food.
Yeah, interesting, Jerry. I appreciate your passion on it for sure. I think it's amazing that the consumer doesn't care. Consumer doesn't care where it's from. Those tests are pretty amazing to me. I care. I want American beef, but average consumer out there does not. Craig and Hazelton, when we come back.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Did you receive your full ARC payment? Are you sure? Join Progressive Ag Law for free sessions in Lisbon on the 22nd, Edgley and Napoleon on the 23rd, Hebron and Minot on the 24th, Devil's Lake and Northwood on the 25th, or Castleton on the 26th. To learn if you are underpaid, what you can do about it, and how to prevent it from happening ever again. Go to FixTheFarmSubsidy.com for locations and times of meetings. The surveys failed. The RMA and FSA differ. Farmers join a national legal team to fix it. FixTheFarmSubsidy.com has details on the meetings February 22nd through the 26th in North Dakota. Don't miss it.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Puckett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Puckett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheek? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70.
Ed Sheeran? No, Sheeran. How do you say his name again?
Sheeran.
Sheeran, yeah. I always say Ed Sheeran just to make the kids crazy. They kind of like him. Oh, that Ed Sheeran guy again. Oh, Dad, come on.
Yeah, the old guy doesn't know how to pronounce it.
Yeah, it right. So I couldn't remember what the correct way was. He had
his A-track handy.
I always say it the wrong way on purpose, you know. Anyway, we're back on What's On Your Mind.
That's a good cover, but are you really saying it on purpose? Or
I can't remember the name of the golf course, but it's the Arnold Palmer Golf Course, King's Walk up in Grand Forks. On his way to Winnipeg summer before last, I think it was. Might have been last summer. Yeah.
Oh.
Just stopped in there, played a round of golf, and hung out there for a while in Grand Forks. So I thought that was pretty cool. He was one of the winners. That was Song of the Year that we just played right there. The Grammys last night. Hey, we're brought to you in part today by our friends at B-Mobile. I want to tell you about the region's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless. That's B-Mobile. That's right, Verizon, the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. You know what I like about B-Mobile? Local, family-owned company. Not a member of the Verizon family? Well, now is the time to join. Get unstuck from your current carrier. Visit B-Mobile to switch to Verizon, and they'll give you up to $650 to get out of your current contract. No kidding. Activation, early termination, and other fees apply. Device payment activation required. See store for complete details. B-Mobile is everywhere you're at, too. At the home, whether you're at home, whether you're at the lakes, whether you're wherever you are, and locations across North Dakota. So zoom in to their Fargo, Bismarck, Detroit Lakes, Grand Forks, Jamestown, Valley City, or Wahpeton locations. Find a location near you. Visit bmobile.com. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon Wireless premium retailer. Caller before the break, I have asked Ravate, our fine producer, to save that, and we're going to take another run at having Congressman Kramer answer that question. So promised to do that for you. Craig and Hazleton, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Oh, yes. You were talking about the grace and the compassion that they gave to the victim's family, and it reminded me of back in, I think it was 2006, that Amish school shooting in Pennsylvania, where the victims' families, they went together and they visited the shooter's wife and child. They took care of her for a while. I said, boy, it took a lot of compassion and forgiveness to do that.
I'd forgotten about that story, but I always think of Pope John Paul II, I remember, was shot at the Vatican. And I don't remember how long after, but not long after he recovered, went to the prison cell of the guy who shot him to forgive him.
Yeah, and I think my personal thought is there is no healing until you do forgive somebody for what they've done to you. Otherwise, you will have to have peace in your life.
I think you're right. I think today's reading, I read something about you aren't forgiven until you forgive, right? I mean, you can't until you forgive, you can't feel that piece of forgiving, the forgiveness you need. So, yeah, it's a good point. That's why I just was really struck by what Chief Todd did here. I mean, in the middle of this is a very stressful time, a lot going on, and, you know, I know a few people were saying this, something I saw some things on the Facebook page. Don't forget, you know, there's another family here involved. We're all focused on the officer. We understand that. But for him to do that in his position and go out and say, hey, community, do something special for this family is pretty extraordinary. And I think great leadership. Great leadership.
That's a great example to have for a police chief.
Well, thanks for sharing that story, Craig. I appreciate it. We have the entire program for your calls today on any and all topics. You want to talk about the presidential race? I would love to hear from a Donald Trump supporter who is now on the fence. In other words, somebody that was just full-throated, Trump is what we need right now, right here, and who now says, ugh, I don't know, he's starting to lose me. I don't see it happening in the polls. It happened a little bit in Iowa, where he was leading big and sort of faded, but it went the opposite way in New Hampshire. All the polls in South Carolina look to be solid leads for Trump right now. But I keep thinking it's going to happen only because of his sort of over-the-top nature. But I know a lot of folks say, I don't care. He made some stupid things. He may say some stupid things. But you know what? We need somebody to go in there and break some china and mix this thing up. So I'm kind of curious. Has anybody gone from full-throated supporter to sort of leery a little bit about what's happening? If you would be so bold as to call in and have a little conversation, I'd love to hear from you. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Thief River Falls, Minnesota. Oh, I love Thief River. Had a lot of good memories there with my buddy Tommy Kenville up in Thief River. Mike is on the line. What's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. The earlier caller was commenting about the U.S. processors having to jump through hoops that foreign processors don't. And I can't speak to the meat industry, but I can speak to the dairy industry, being a career dairy inspector here in Minnesota. The FDA, the Grade A Milk Program, has a foreign branch that does check these plants overseas to make sure the standards are the same, and there is a system of reciprocity that unless it can meet those standards, they can't ship into this country. Also, there are third-party audits. I have a friend who goes around the world checking dairy facilities for a private firm that is contracted to do that. And also, I have another friend that did the same thing for Land O'Lakes, going to facilities that they wanted to purchase product from. And so, and then that doesn't even talk about the third-party audits that consuming agencies like McDonald's, Burger King, Costco, Walmart hire to go into these plants to make sure that they meet standards.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up because I was thinking, look, you know, his example of the Venezuelan beef getting up. Yeah, no inspectors there. They got it made. Compare them to Cloverdale. It's incredible. They get by with the, well, I'm thinking anywhere that's buying from them. I mean, if I'm, let's just use the North Dakota, Hornbacher's, Family Fair, Dan's Supermarket, Cashwise, take your pick, right? Anything they put out there, they're going to have a pretty good understanding of the vendor is legit, where that's coming from, or they're not going to put that out there and risk the harm that would come from that. So that's what you're saying, right?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And because there's too much risk. The consumers are very litigious these days, and if someone gets sick, you know where that comes back to.
Yeah.
The people that sold it to them.
He had mentioned Cloverdale and the difference there. I'm curious to, you know, how they see it as well. They're competing with places that are overseas as well. So I'm going to make a note here to see if I can't schedule T.J. Russell to talk a little bit about that. on a future show, the head honcho at Cloverdale, and a good friend. So we'll ask him there too, Mike. But I appreciate your perspective as a dairy man from Minnesota. Thanks for calling today.
All right, thanks.
Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline's 800-228-0550. We ask a very simple question on this program. What's on your mind? Whatever it is, the show is yours. Pick up the phone and let us know. John in South Dakota, you're next. What's on your mind?
Well, you were calling, you wanted someone to call, or you were talking about having someone to call in that's a Trump supporter that's kind of starting to become on the fence.
Yeah.
And that's kind of me. I really support him. I like some of his ideas. But I wish he would tone down the name-calling and the threatening with lawsuits and just say, hey, this is what I'm going to do with immigration. This is my program. This is what I'm going to do with tax. You don't need to yell and call names and that kind of stuff. Let the other people do that. You know,
why does he do it, do you think, John?
I think that's just kind of the way he is and what he's done his entire life, and that's how he reacts to people. And I don't know if he's not putting out that information. I mean, there is a website where you can go, and it tells all the issues and what he believes. But I want to know what his plans are, and I don't know if he's saving that information for Hamill or if he gets nominated for the Republican Party or what. I don't know. But, you know, I kind of wish that they would all tone down and just say, hey, this is my plan for straightening America out. This is what I'm going to do. And go from there.
Did you watch the debate on Saturday night down in South Carolina?
I don't watch any of the debates. To me, it's just a circus, and I was actually pretty happy that he skipped the one because it's just a circus.
Yeah, well, he made it a circus Saturday night. It was unbelievable. It was a gong show. I mean, what was that guy's name that hosted Chuck Barris? Is that his name? I can't remember. But
I don't know.
Chuck Barris, the gong show, yeah.
Yeah, was it Chuck Barris? Yeah, I mean, yes. That's the only thing that was missing was Chuck Barris and the actual gong, because it was just absolutely the most stupid thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yes, it was.
And Trump is just like, and I answer my own question on, the, you know, why does he do it? I guess every time he's done it to this point, when he takes a haymaker out and raps somebody, his numbers go up. So it's sort of like crack cocaine to him, right? I mean, I think he does something really stupid and, you know, he gets a good result. So he just keeps doing it. I don't know. I can't figure it out. But it's I want a serious debate about the qualifications of each of these individuals and of the issues that we face as a country and what they do about them. And you can't get it with that kind of, just total disruptor that's in the middle of it. So it's really, it's bizarre. I don't get it. I'm with you. Are you still with him, though, John, at this point?
You know, I kind of am. I did watch video of the debate where Dr. Ben Carson didn't hear his name called, and everybody except Cruz just walked past him and didn't help him. Or everybody except Trump, I mean, just walked past him and didn't help him out. I mean, you could see the video of Dr. Carson standing there looking around to find out if his name got called, and Cruz walks by him, doesn't say, hey, your name was called, you need to go out. But Trump stands there behind the curtain and tells him, hey, you need to go. And then Trump doesn't go out with him. Bush walks by both of them, kind of smirking at him. I don't like Bush. I'll never vote for Bush. And, you know, that kind of makes me feel like, you know, there is a nice guy inside there. He's trying to help Dr. Carson out. But
yeah, that was a mess, too. That was kind of ABC's fault, I think, more than anything. But
I just want to know what your ideas are for immigration. I want to know what your tax ideas are. I want to know what you're going to do. That's what I want to know. I don't care about if you were born in Canada. I don't care what you're, you know, if you were.
I'm with you, John. Just let's get to the subs. Good call. Thanks for calling from great South Dakota. Roseville, Minnesota. Beverly, you're going to be up when we come back after the break. Beverly, will you hang tight?
Yep.
The music tells me we have to take a little break here, pay some bills, so we can stay on the radio. All right, hang tight. We also have Mark and Bismarck, Jamie and Bismarck, Levi in Eastern North Dakota. We'll get to all of you for your take on What's on Your Mind, Wednesday edition. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Farmers, many North Dakota counties may have not received correct subsidy amounts because of arbitrary yield data. Lemoore and Logan receive $0 in our copayments, and many others may receive smaller amounts. Join local Progressive Ag lawyers for a free informational meeting in a county near you soon. Visit fixthefarmsubsidy.com. Learn if you were underpaid last year. Learn how to prevent this from happening again. The system's broken. Stand up to make it right. Meet experienced agriculture attorneys. Fixthefarmsubsidy.com or call 800-864-8635.
We're visiting with David Donahue from Valley Imports. He's a Mercedes-Benz specialist, and he has always loved cars.
Some people are sports people. Some people are computer people. I'm a car person.
Those cars are amazing, aren't they, those Mercedes-Benz vehicles?
They're great. Every design aspect of those vehicles has a purpose, and it's all about safety.
How do you try to make the shopping experience easy for a customer?
I just want them to feel comfortable. When I look at the showroom floor, I look at that as my second home. If somebody were to come into my house, I want them to feel that same way.
Growing up, you spent some time in Breckenridge and Sisseton.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, you're starting to see some Mercedes-Benz vehicles driving through there, aren't you?
Yeah. We're not that far up the road to be able to come and get your vehicle serviced.
Anybody ever come back and say, gosh, I paid too much money for this thing?
Nope. Not once.
Visit David and all the great people at Valley Imports just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece. Stylin', violin, living in
the city. Yeah, we watch the Grammys so you don't have to. Ladies and gentlemen, play to the winners. PVE Scheffler, providing a wide range of services, expertise, and solutions to the oil and gas industry. They have extensive knowledge in civil engineering and surveying focused on the planning, regulatory permitting, exploration, and production services associated with the oil and gas industry. Give Jeff Holcomb a call, 701-628-4554, or online at pveschaeffler.com. Yeah, it's the music, which is what the Grammy should be about, right? Without the political speeches and Black Lives Matter, lectures. Beverly in Roseville, Minnesota, what's on your mind?
Hello.
Are you there, Beverly? Hi there. We got you back. Welcome.
Sorry, I didn't know I was back on. As far as Donald Trump goes, you know, I watched this debate on both sides of the fence, and I am so sick and tired of the status quo, and there's only two people combined between the Dems and the Republicans that are not of the old boy establishment, and that's Carson and Trump. And unfortunately, Carson, I don't think he has the temperament to for what the job requires, whereas Trump, he understands the business aspect, the jobs aspect of it. He's pro-military. He realizes how the middle class is getting it right in the chops. And, you know, I am so sick and tired of, you know, you elect the guy that you think is going to do the job because what he says on the stump, but then the minute he gets behind that desk, now he is the good old boy for all of the special interests. Trump, he is financing himself. He can't be bought. You know, he cannot be bought. So he is, he's got his problems. He's got a big mouth. And yeah, he spouts off. But when the brass tacks meet the road, I think he's going to take, you know, care of the job. And nobody else is impressing me.
Now, I just have to say this in defense of Ben Carson.
Ben Carson is a wonderful man. Don't get me wrong. I love Ben Carson.
No, I hear you. But when you talk about temperament and you know the question of temperament and going to Trump versus Carson, I mean, temperament to save somebody's life and do surgery on their brain suggests that there's an enormous amount of, you know, brain power there and temperament to deal with any problem. I hear you, though, on what you said as far as, you know, sort of would he be the change agent that Donald Trump would be? Probably not. And I think you've touched on something that I believe is sweeping through America right now, and that is a desire for a revolutionary.
Oh, no doubt. And Ben Carson, like you said, he's a wonderful man. He's got empathy all day long. He is so smart. But can he push that button if need be? Could he send our troops in a situation to where it's either, you know, go big or go home? And Obama, he can draw red lines in the sand all day long. Everybody knows he's a wimp and he's not going to do anything. He's all talk and no action. And Hillary, we've already seen what she did with Benghazi, and she's willing to lie to anybody and, you know, for any reason to further her own gains. She is just a prototype of her husband. So, you know, who wants it? And socialism? I'm sorry, we've seen socialism in other countries throughout the world. It doesn't work.
Appreciate the call, Beverly. Great to hear from you. Manny, tell me who's waited the longest next. My screen just went blank here, so I'm not able to bring up the next caller. But who's been waiting the longest? Jamie Bismarck. Let's go to Jamie on line one. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind, Jamie?
Morning, Scott.
Morning.
Hey, you know, I used to be a big Trump fan, too, but, I mean, some of the things the guy's been saying, you know, it's got my support for him. You don't get me wrong, I'll vote for him if he's the nominee over any Democrat, but, you know, the thing when he did against Bush with 9/11, blaming him for it, I mean, that was about the last straw for me. And, you know, and them guys start arguing up on stage. I don't mind that. I don't mind that back and forth when they do that. But, right. I mean, Trump couldn't take it when Jeb was razzing that. I mean, he was losing his temper just over that. I mean, that was kind of some thin skin stuff there. I thought he was, you know,
he flipped out.
I was almost embarrassed watching it, to be honest with you.
And, yeah. Cruz was asked about that here recently, and he basically said that when you get close to what Bush or Trump perceives as a vulnerability, his defense mechanism is to go just sort of jump the shark crazy because he doesn't want you to get at the root of, you know, the accusation,
right,
if you will.
Right.
So
when people always say he finances himself, I don't know how true that is. You can go to his website and the guy's got a donate button there. So is that really financing yourself when you're taking donations? And, you know, if I was Marco Rubio or Cruz, I would try to get Donald Trump as pissed off as I could in them debates. Because the more he loses it like that, the more people. I mean, I was a hardcore Trump guy because I like, you know, non-PC, seal the borders. You know, and he punches Democrats back in the face when they do their low-down kneecapping on Republicans. He was the only guy who really fights back on them. I still don't see much fight back in the other Republicans on them. But, you know, and his explanations for stuff were always, they're so vague. You know, I used to kind of look past that, but I mean, he just keeps doing it and doing it. They got on Rubio for beating himself. Trump with his, we're gonna kick butt. We're gonna be great. We're gonna be good. Trust me, do this. He repeats himself 100 times more than Rubio ever did.
He does, and I don't understand why people look beyond that and sort of just say, you know, because again, if you say, what's your plan to, you know, reform the tax system, it's going to be wonderful. It's going to be great. It'll be the most fantastic system I've run companies, but it's not. Here's how I would do it. I appreciate the call, Jamie. Lane and Watford City, John and Annetta, Levi, Jerry, we'll get to all of you. Full hour of your calls coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.